Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bouchard.
Braden Holtby!
Okay, so finally, as promised, after much technical difficulty, Power Play Point Podcast is live. Yes, you're seeing only me, but
I'm here.
Anna Knox is doing our behind-the-camera work.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she's not presentable. Oh, geez. And we're, of course, watching the game.
Not presentable, not feeling 100%, don't want to be on camera, but I am here watching the game and not happy, but that's okay.
Yeah, not off to a great start, although there was a very awesome goal by one number 43. Nice deflection.
I'm sorry, who was it?
Tommy Wilson.
Who was it?
Tom Wilson.
Who?
He of the top line.
He of the top line. It was. You're right.
He's on the top line still where he belongs.
And goal number 10.
Goal number 10 on the season, which is a career high. So that, the one and only highlight. But that besides a save by not Braden Holtby, but Lars Eller, that could have made it 4-1. So our boys are struggling right now. They're killing off a penalty, doing the best they can. It sucks, but they're battling a little bit. So I think they'll come back. So we'll come back to you second intermission, and Ann and I will give both of our thoughts then, and I hope everybody enjoys the game.
Okay. We're live.
Okay.
It sucks.
yeah, that it does. I've said one offensive thing today. I was about to say another, but I don't want to offend the dogs of the community. I was about to say major screwing of the pooch tonight, but sorry if I Bella. I'm sorry.
You to let it go.
God. The one that probably irked me was the fourth goal. Because guess who was trailing? Guess who gave away the puck and started that whole breakaway? Two on none. And guess which two guys you give the puck away to?
Right.
Kate, go ahead.
No, I was going to say when you were talking about and who wasn't there and it was the fourth goal and ironically it was number 44.
Oh, no! Uh-huh.
There we go.
Yeah.
When we sat down to watch this game, I was listening to Alan May say that Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews were, 13 and 14 games without a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, just going into this, that those guys were going to score. They're fucking good. And look at us. 6-1. 6-1. It's inexcusable.
No.
It's awful.
No, and you said it after the third goal that if there's one more, they ought to pull Holtby, and yet again, it's like he gives up. It's like he knows, okay, I can't win, so I'm not going to put out any effort. I give up, and here we are, 6-1 now.
I mean, 6-1, and we still have a period to go.
Why is he still even in there? He needs to be pulled. He can't be in there. This is ridiculous. But again, Orpik gives away. I think that was the Chelsea dagger, pun intended. Gives away the puck to the two best guys on the team. And again, he's trailing the play, and you see the replay, and his stupid face comes into view. He's like, "Oh, I did it again. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just a fuck up. I don't care. I'm getting millions of dollars."
Doing this live is so... Oh,
I'm...
Man.
I'm...
Yeah, it's not been good. But you know what? My boy Tommy scored. So let's bring it back to happy times. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
He's the only one, honestly, on the ice right now who is impressing me. Because, you know, I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm not happy with Bowie. Neither one of us are happy with Orpik. But I don't know what's up with this team. And what the hell, and we got back-to-back games coming up. Blows.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just, they're just tired, if it's too many games in a row.
Play last night.
No, they didn't.
And they were coming off of a high. So they kicked ass. They looked so good the other night.
I don't get it. Nobody
thing was whatever.
That was a letdown, a heartbreaker. They had the lead, but they gave it up. Same as pretty much. I don't know. If you think about it, only the Minnesota game has been really good.
Yeah, recently. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, I was impressed with them considering how well the Jets looked this year, that I thought that they looked good. But yeah, then it was what, like 14 seconds left, and then they get a goal, and then we're done. And that sucked. But I thought Grubauer looked amazing the other night. Tommy with the two goals. I mean, it was good. Tonight, I don't know who these guys are.
No, I don't either. And I'm at a loss. I am at a loss for words. I have seen this team play badly, but not this badly.
Yeah, this is bad.
I don't know. Asses need to be glued to benches. I don't know.
Well, like we just said, it's like, you know, they're to go in the locker room, and you would hope that Barry Trotz would have this amazing, inspirational, I'm going to whoop your ass kind of speech.
What was that tweet you found? You had somebody said something about you put the worst pair against the Chicago's best pair.
Yeah, like
go step on a Lego, yeah. Coach Trotz.
Yeah, there were two different tweets, but yeah, the go step on a Lego, that was awesome. But yeah, it's true. It's like I don't care if Kane and Taze haven't scored in the last 13 or 14 games. It's irrelevant who they are. They're amazing players, and we're up against them. We should treat them like they've been scoring in every game, because obviously we let, you know, our guard down, and here we are. They've got two goals, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of them scores again. So that's just unacceptable on our end.
Wouldn't surprise me either. And go step on a Lego. That I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Right?
That's
one little piece of plastic that you're just like, when you're coming down the stairs, there's a one, and you're like, I don't care how big it is. It freaking hurts.
Them in Monopoly houses.
Right? That sucks.
Ever step on one of those in your bare...
Okay, so let's look at this. 12 shots.
Okay, so...
12 shots on goal.
33... Holy crap! 33. 33 shots.
46 shots. 46.
To 12.
Yeah, the 12.
Ladies and gentlemen, what have I been saying every other episode? Way too many shots given up. I'm sure a lot of you out there are tired of me saying it. Believe me, I'm tired of saying it. But if you're watching the CSN coverage now, NBC Washington coverage now, I just put a dollar in the swear jar.
Yeah, right. Look at you. Mine's already overflowing.
33 shots to 12. 12 shots on goal.
Some of them have been like Tom Wilson. The rest of them have just totally sucked tonight. And look at Alan Mayo. It's like he's fired up. I love it. But he's disappointed. I'm getting disappointed too. Really not happy. And the dads are in the stands. I mean, come on.
The dads are in the stands. This is the dad's trip. If ever you wanted to get out there and kick ass and do well, it's now.
That's what I said. Like, you line up all those dads in the locker room and say all the players have to walk in and be like, I'm just disappointed. And that's all they have to say.
I would say.
Get my ass in gear. And you know what?
Do that.
Before the game, we talked about how come my boy Ron is not in. You know what? I'm really annoyed. He should be in tonight. And low end of the totem pole, bullshit. He isn't done as badly as some of the other players, and he should be in. And we're 6-1. 6-1.
Terrible. Just
fucking hell.
Friggin' terrible. And
what was it? Oh, Anna was gonna have some choice words.
Yeah.
Choice words.
So that's gonna be, you know, when they show the coaches and they're like, what the fuck, you know, on screen of the players. So we're gonna do that for the podcast, where you're just gonna have to preface every episode with, and Anna may have some choice words tonight. Because right now I'm not choice word f-ing happy. So.
Yeah, that, no, there'll be plenty of those. Plenty of those. And I want, you can go ahead and show her, but I want to, Bella, I apologize again. They're screwing the pooch.
Where's my girl?
Here she is.
They're screwing the pooch. There's no other way to describe it. My apologies. I just, wow.
I'll say hi, Mrs. Blue-Eyed.
Hello.
Good Lord.
Hi, Peter and Christian are watching. Hi, guys.
Oh, we actually got people watching us.
Too.
Cool.
Oh, Christian, we're missing you tonight. We really wish you could have joined us, but we understand that there was something else going on. But hopefully you will be around for a game that's much more exciting than this one.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Chris Levesque was supposed to join us for this this venture, but yeah, as Anna just said, he had something come up and something he desperately had to attend to, so... apologies for anyone expecting Chris to be on with us tonight. That was the plan, but
unfortunately. Or maybe we need to blame Christian for not being on tonight for the 6-1 that we're
having. Yeah, because this has been fun.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now.
Fun to watch?
No.
I would hope so, because it's been about as fun as an enema and a root canal all on the same day.
Yeah, oh, here you go. Peter just said, I guess I'm lucky I can't see the game. Yes, Peter.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're not seeing this. Yeah, and
it's
Anna,
an abomination.
I was going to say, Anna, you had a good word for it earlier, abomination.
I mean, for late night game, that's a big word for me to use when I'm feeling tired and had some wine. Abomination. Don't ask me to spell it, but abomination.
Yeah, now they're showing the obligatory Craig Lachlan network hockey commercial. I think some of these guys need to go back to network hockey. Apparently. And relearn the friggin' game. My God.
We may need to go on. I mean, I'll sit through this, which I don't want to watch, and I'll sit through that Paisano's commercial if I don't. The Blackhawks score again.
Well, I'm sure what you want is another Tom Wilson goal or a fight.
You know what? I'm ready. I could see it in his face that he's getting amped up. I feel like he's going to drop the gloves this
I mean, if you can't get the offense in gear, yeah, sure. Get show something. Get out there and show something that you care. And I'm sorry. I mean, I like Tom Wilson. I'm not the biggest fanboy of his. I never will be. But
watch yourself.
Right now,
you're in my house.
I get that, but
you have to be a big fan.
Let me finish. Right now, it does look like he's the only one that cares.
Yeah, I agree.
Right now,
he's looking down.
Nobody else is hitting. No. Nobody else is going to the net.
When Beagle, you know, the hell, he was tripping and. I have no idea.
I think the whole team is tripping.
Yeah. TJ Oshie, man, I just want the best for that guy, and I'm just not sure what it's going to be.
Oshie looks like he is still that half step behind.
I agree.
And I think, unfortunately, he just has not worked himself into 100% game shape since coming back from the concussion.
Yeah.
I don't think he's playing bad. He's just not... Just not there yet.
I agree.
Yeah, boy, indeed. All right, so they're about to get back onto the ice for, believe it or not, another period of hockey. Dear God, let this be better than the last two. We'll be back after, mercifully, when the game ends to wrap things up.
Hopefully, like, no more Paisano's commercial. Paisano commercials, and then there's so many
Thompson
commercials.
House.
Yeah, that one's bad. That may be on my next list. That has to be like, stop now with that commercial. But yeah, the Paisanos one, it just is a no-go, and we're losing. So we need this third period to, God, do something else.
Mel.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get, it'll be a minor miracle if they get the five goals to tie it and at least bring it to overtime and get the prices right loser point.
Right.
That'd be a minor miracle. But yeah, I mean, like I said, if it, whether it's a fight or a hard hit or something, show that you care. Please.
I agree. Well, hold on. Peter says, shape up. I arrive in 20 days for the Jets game. I think that they were playing the Jets on March 12th.
Yeah, they are playing the Jets.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the game.
More of a reason for me to go for my birthday.
That's, yeah. So we're,
I believe, Peter Fisher, I don't know you, but you said you're going to buy my first drink and I'm going to hold you to it.
You heard it here, live and in color.
Right. But witnesses.
Well, we got something special hopefully planned for that game, that day's activity. So more on that later on. But as I said, Caps are stepping back on the ice here in a minute. Dear God, please let it be better. So hope you've enjoyed this edition of the live. And like I said, we'll be back after the game to wrap things up. And thanks for watching. So, abomination of a game, abomination of a Facebook Live recording. So sorry you had to witness all of that.
It was party foul all around.
Party foul all around. Good way to describe it. And if you'll pan to the screen, the lovely screen we get to look at now, I think the expression on that face says it all.
Alan May.
After this game. And you can also see the shot disparity, 44-20 in this game. That also says it all. Just awful, awful, awful. And I don't know if there's anything else to be said. We were both kind of looking for Mr. Tommy Wilson to get himself into a fight, get the team fired up.
Right. But you know what? He got a goal. And he was all over the ice, and I thought he looked
I thought, yeah, and I don't care if I get some crap for this, but I still say overall he was the only one who, through all 60 minutes, made some sort of an effort in the game. And that's not just because he got the goal.
Or because you're in my house.
That too. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and so then we just watched Holtby being interviewed, and that's heart-wrenching because I agree. He takes it to heart. He takes it to heart. But you know what? Where the hell was our D-line? I have no kind words to say tonight.
Terrible, terrible. All six of them. Terrible. Just awful. And it was just criminal the way they hung him out to dry. He doesn't need to take a vacation to the beach anymore because I'm pretty sure he got himself a nice tan from all the red light shining on him after all those goals. So, I jest, of course, but my God, if they ever show up with that kind of an effort, and it's showing up, the phrase is debatable. But if they ever make that kind of effort again,
no way.
Not good. They certainly can't play like that in the playoffs.
No, I mean, well, look at who we have. We have Buffalo, and I'm serious.
Oh my God!
I don't care if it is home. They've got 81 wins or some insane thing, and we're at what 71 or
63, I
think. Some it's yeah like. Holy hell, Tampa Bay, where'd you, I mean, good, but come on, we're not, it's not good.
All right, well.
It's not good.
So, and again, apologize for the abomination that's been this podcast, but hope you at least appreciate the effort. Speaking of the road ahead, kind of went through a slice of hell just to get here, but hope you appreciate the effort. It was worth it. I thought.
But we will just agree that we can't watch a game live together because look at.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
So we're going to say that are the superstitious end of it.
Yeah.
We're going to end it here, and we'll just continue to Skype.
Yeah.
Or text, or whatever.
I think.
I need to get my magic mic going.
Yeah. We'll figure something out. But taking a look at the next week's worth of games, the road trip ends President's Day with a game in Buffalo.
At 3.
3 o'clock matinee, no less. And then right after, they got to turn around, go home, and
play the
Lightning.
It's going to be a tough game.
That's a 7 o'clock puck drop, and they get a day off. And they, ironically, they go down to Florida and play the Black Panthers. 7:30 puck drop there. And Saturday comes around. They go back home again. And it's Buffalo again. And yet another last place team. You'd think it'd be easy. Well, let's see if they show up for that one.
Right.
So that rounds out next week. And so, yeah, we'll be discussing that more on the next episode, which will be in about a week's time. So, yeah, I don't think we need to beat a dead horse to death even more. Bad game.
Game.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game. I'll say it. Yeah, more choice words.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. It was, no chemistry, no consistency. And I think if we had to choose that one player, and not just because it's Tommy, but I will choose him, because he was all over the place, and he was the only one that seemed like he really cared on ice, so I agree. And I think Holtby does care. I don't think that he was giving up shots. I think that, you know, he's got guys that are supposed to be there for him, and they're not. And that's ridiculously frustrating. So, and I just can't get over this. Alan May just looks like a hot.
Yeah, Alan May. Alan May is still frozen. He's still speechless. He still doesn't know what to say because the team played so badly.
I love this guy, but he's like a hot mess. All right.
So I think this is a good place to stop. Thanks, those of you who've checked in. Pete, Christian, anyone else who'll be seeing this later. My lovely wife, who didn't volunteer for any of this, but
she's in it.
Was
an amazing dinner.
Was wonderful anyway, and we mentioned the games ahead. Dear God, please let them play better, at least in that week's worth of games. Yeah, but yeah, this is easily the worst I have seen them play in a while. So, but we're hoping it gets better.
So we'll still end it on the Go Caps.
So we'll end it here. And like I said, next show will probably be early next week. And hopefully things will get better by then. I hope you've enjoyed this Facebook Live edition of the Power Play Point podcast. For Anna Knox and Ms. Blue Liner, let's go Caps.
Caps.
All right. So that was the disaster, the abomination, the event that was the Power Play Point podcast's first attempt to go live through Facebook. And yeah, as you probably could tell, the game notwithstanding, not exactly a rousing success. But I mean, I can't speak for Anna, and the frustration was there with her, I will say, but I won't. It obviously wasn't a success, but we had Pete and Christian come on and listen and make some comments. So it wasn't as if it was a total bust or a total loss. I wouldn't say it was anyway, but yeah, I would say there were times where, to quote the great 50 Cent, Ayo, I was tired of technology during
our attempts to set that up and keep that going. But I just wanted to jump in here. I don't want to take up too much extra time, but I just want to add a few thoughts here really quick. Of course, by now, everybody knows what happened with Devontae Smith-Pelly. I just want to say this much. If this was nothing more, I don't care if anybody wants to marginalize it by saying, well, it was just maybe it was drunk people acting out, or they tried to get DSP off his game. No. There's no excuse for that. You don't. I'm sorry. It's not. CP3, as Carol Porter III alluded to this, I'm going to talk about this more in a second, but last night's Sports on the Hill podcast, he had some words about this, of course, and they were very wise words. And I'll say this, I can't say that I've walked a mile in his shoes, because I will never know what it's like to face the insults that African Americans face. But I have walked down that same road, because I'm an Asian American, and I have experienced a taste of what racism is. And he's right. We shouldn't pretend anymore that it's a shocking thing. No, it still exists. And dare I say, will always exist as part of the human condition, but it has no place in the game of hockey. It has no place in the sports world. So if that's what you got to resort to get somebody off their game, then you don't have no game. You got no game. And your asses don't belong in that building. So thank you, NHL. Thank you, Chicago Blackhawks organization, for doing the right thing and banning those people. I also want to go on and say that, speaking of Carol Porter III and, of course, Robbie Gross, their show, Sports on the Hill podcast, another great show last night. Unfortunately, I did not have the chance to listen live, but I did listen to the archive. So I always try to catch. And one Miss Anna Knox made a guest appearance that evening. And dare I say, teacher did her homework. She more than held her own. She covered a lot of recent events. And of course, by now we know that the decor has been shaken up with the addition of Mr. Kempney from those very same Chicago Blackhawks that put an a-whoopin' on our Washington Capitals, and who fortunately redeemed themselves yesterday and have to play again tonight, literally in a few minutes as I'm recording this, against the Eastern Conference leading Tampa Bay Lightning in a battle of division leaders. But I want you to listen, if you can. Take a look. It's a post on the Power Play Point Podcast Facebook page. Anna posted the link to the show, and it's the first 45, 50 minutes of the show. Her part is actually about 20 or 30 minutes in. They do a recap of the week, much like we do. And I got to say, very, very impressed with what Anna brought to the show. And if you listen to her, you'll see why I made the decision to bring her on. As the old phrase goes, she's not just another pretty face. She knows what she's talking about. She has experience coaching, and she has that eye. And if you don't believe me, listen to last night's Sports on the Hill podcast episode. It's episode number 89, Caps Talk. Like I said, it's about the first 50 or so minutes of the show. Anna's part comes in about 20 or 30 minutes in. A great discussion she has with both CP3 and Robbie Gross. And just can't say enough good things about those guys as well. I love this partnership we have. And so give that a listen. Again, that's at the Power Play Point Podcast Facebook page, Sports OTHP, episode 89. Give that a listen. and hope you enjoy. And all right, so I don't want to ramble on too much more here, so I just wanted to put those things out there. Thought they were very important to add. And thanks again for supporting the show, both of our shows. And I got the last word. Let's go, Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.